Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Level Playing Field is a rather appropriate title for a campaign that's running at the moment that aims to do just that when it comes to disabled people being able to access sporting events. And when we talk about a sporting event, that includes access to information and tickets, etc., as well as access to the venue itself. And a government-backed survey is now being run to find out from disabled people, which of course very much includes blind and partially sighted people, where it's going wrong, why disabled people stay away from sporting events, and what can be done to make things better. Stephanie Gadd, Chief Executive of Level Playing Field, told us about the survey and more about who and what they're campaigning for.
Level Playing Field has numerous aims. We have a kind of set of guiding principles which guides the work in which we do. Ultimately, we're a campaigning body. We campaign for better access for all fans, so not just those with a disability, but actually for all fans going to a sports venue. Football was our primary focus for quite a long time, and we have real good links with football, but we've actually recently just expanded into the world of rugby and cricket as well. But we're open to kind of help and advise all sports and national governing bodies of those sports.
And athletics as well, I guess. Going back, 3 years now to the 2012 Olympics and Paralympics, that they were supposed to be trying to improve accessibility. Is that, do you think, a legacy that's carried on, the whole idea of basically sports should be open to everyone?
Definitely. I mean, it's an idea that we advocate very, very strongly. And London 2012 kind of set the bar in our eyes and really brought the issue of access and accessibility and inclusion to the forefront and really put it in the spotlight. And that was fantastic for us in terms of raising the awareness amongst the general public, but also getting service providers to think about the level of service, not just for fans who have been attending those games, but also fans that would like to attend games that perhaps for some form of barrier or reason they don't. And disabled people often form a large part of that group. They'd love to go and watch these games, but physically they find it quite a negative experience, which puts them off going.
That's very sad, isn't it, that someone could be at home not going to something because they just think it's going to be too much trouble, too much hassle.
Exactly, and that's why we campaign to implement things such as simple, low-cost, high-impact smart design improvements that service providers can therefore take forward and hopefully increase the accessibility and inclusion of all fans. And there is this myth, and that's one of the myths we work really hard to kind of bust, is that there's a myth around the cost of improving access and inclusion at clubs and sporting venues. And there are numerous things that can be done on quite a low level in terms of financial expenditure that can really help people with disabilities access those venues.
Well, perhaps we could talk about some of those practical things, perhaps specifically talking about what would suit a blind or partially sighted person going to a venue. I guess accessibility isn't just the venue itself, it's knowing how to get there. I don't mean necessarily getting a lift to get there, but just kind of buying the tickets, knowing what's on, getting the information, as well as being there on the day.
Definitely. I mean, we kind of look at access from, like you said, for the whole journey, from the moment they buy the ticket, whether it be online or at the ticket office, how they physically get to the venue, so whether it be public transport or whether there's disabled parking spaces at the venue. And then obviously the venue itself, you know, can they get to where they need to go? Can they get to their seat? Do they have the facilities that they need to kind of enjoy that experience?
And I guess you're going to tell me that one club, one venue can be very different in their attitude or their capability to make things accessible to another. Because one's thinking about, for example, the audio commentary you can get with some of the Premiership football matches. Those clubs, I think, they're pretty enlightened and trying to move that forward. But of course, there are other football clubs across the whole of the UK as well, rugby clubs, as you say, cricket and so on. There's a long way to go, isn't there?
There is, but we are making considerable progress and we're very, very keen to work with all of those clubs, and we campaign to work with clubs across the board, whether it be from the Premier League, the Football League, you know, all the way down to kind of grassroots clubs. And that's where we come in. We offer a kind of a real high quality service and advice. We compile and do access audits for clubs to help educate them, not only educate them around physical access, but also in terms of training for their staff and ongoing support and looking at developments that they can help change their stadia. So it does cross all levels, but you're right, there is a great discrepancy among some clubs, and there are some very high profile clubs which, you know, is public knowledge that they fall well below the criteria set for access development. So, you know, we're looking to change that, and we're working with government, we're working with national governing bodies, and also the fans as well, a really key part of that to informing us as what problems they're having and how we can rectify those.
Now, of course, you're running a survey at the moment asking all disabled people in including blind and partially sighted people, to take part, to presumably let you know about the things that aren't right that need to be put right.
Yeah, and this is a prime opportunity. You know, this is the biggest survey of its kind in the UK. The survey's been commissioned by government, it has the full backing of government, and it was commissioned by the Department of Work and Pensions and the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. So hopefully it gives people who are blind or partially sighted, you know, the chance to really have their say, to be involved in this consultation period. And that can provide a platform for us to inform and educate the powers that be, whether it be clubs, leagues, national governing bodies, and also other fans, about what physical access is, but also the attitudes of people, you know, how we can tackle those poor attitudes and promote best practice.
And do you feel that the campaign is going to succeed or maybe not succeed depending on the strength of feedback you get from, amongst others, blind and partially sighted people?
I think it's really important that everyone has their say, and strength in numbers as well. You know, if enough people are talking about access and inclusion, then it really puts it in the spotlight, and therefore the issue can't be ignored. And we've campaigned for a long time for that, but actually the more people who support what we're doing, the greater chance we have of actually bringing about some real tangible changes and leaving a legacy for all disabled people to have better access and inclusion for all fans. There's lots of different options for filling in the survey, and I think the bottom line is that they're trying to encourage as many people as possible to take part, and actually filling in the survey not to be one of those barriers that we've mentioned before.
And the survey is available to fill in various ways. You can request a large print copy or a standard print copy in RTF format, which you can get Sighted Help to complete if that suits you better, by emailing james.poole, spelt J-A-M-E-S dot P-O-O-L, at DWP .gsi.gov.uk. There's no telephone support for completing this survey. And you can use this same email address to get a postal address to which surveys can be returned, and for details of where to find the online version of the survey, which can be filled in a paperless way. And separately, you can also download a large print or RTF format copy of the survey online at www.levelplayingfield.org.uk/disabled-supporters-survey-print-versions.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.